WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Still under construction, south of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, federal and state officials have announced a dedication program Thursday morning for the National Pandemic Influenza Vaccine Facility. Let's restart that audio for you.
There's only three neighborhoods.
When completed at the end of next year, it will meet federal requirements to produce 50 million doses of pandemic influenza vaccine within 4 months of a declared pandemic. This is the facility where over the noon hour today, the Bryan City Council considers awarding $411,000 of property tax incentives. The operator of the facility, Kalon Biotherapeutics, received $1.1 million last week from the College Station Council. In return, the value of the Kalon facility will be at least $70 million, and by the end of 2017, Kalon will have at least 100 employees with an annual payroll of at least $6 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A handful of speakers and a few email comments have been received by College Station school board members and administrators about recommended changes to elementary school boundaries. Superintendent Clark Ely has been through four rezonings.
There's only three neighborhoods that are affected in that way. So I think that's one of the reasons why we've had a little bit less feedback from the community in regards to this. So certainly it's moving from 8 elementary schools to 9 elementary schools. It's not like the last rezoning where we opened up our second comprehensive high school. So there was a lot of feedback that went into that process.
The CSISD board considers final action during this evening's meeting, which starts at 7. The new map would not take effect until next August. Brazos County commissioners will be paying a consultant from Waco up to $160,000 through the end of next year to coordinate the installation of new computer software for the county's criminal justice system. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it wasn't in their best interest to wait to join other former clients of a company that went out of business in June.
We need to have a product that's probably off the shelf that we can use. And you'll use it for some period of time until something else comes along.
And Peter says whatever they come up with will be better than what they have now.
The system that we've got, I'd compare it to DOS. I mean, you know, we've had it for nearly 15 years.
The consultant's expense is in addition to the software that would be purchased as of earlier this month. Brazos County has filed the only lawsuit seeking to recover money it paid AMCAD, which is $2.4 million. Some members of Congress are rushing to authorize an expanded mission to arm and train moderate Syrian rebels for the fight against ISIS. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's uncomfortable doing that because the president worked with other countries to destabilize Syria a little over a year ago.
Initially, he wanted to start the war in Syria and go over there and start dropping bombs, and Congress said, we just don't think that's a good idea. Well, anyway, he worked with other countries to destabilize it, and so in the vacuum and chaos that followed destabilized Syria, ISIS arose.
Congress is looking to wrap up work Friday before a nearly two-month recess to prepare for the November election. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Morning at 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now till the end of the month, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value. Or get $500 in credit toward that new system from Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are the numbers.
Stalled frontal system will help try to squeeze some moisture from the atmosphere today. Lots of clouds, maybe a passing shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, 85. Mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. Clouds linger through the area tomorrow. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm, 85. Mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Thursday clouds, chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. A&M has announced their kickoff time against Arkansas at Jerry World, not this weekend, but next weekend. A&M volleyball jumps into the top 25 in one fell swoop after not even being mentioned. And NFL players behaving badly. All coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50.
Okay, it's time for our natural segment, 7-Eleven. Odile, is that the name of the that hurricane thing?
Mm-hmm.
Man, okay. Now they've gone to messing with Cabo, okay?
Shouldn't have done that.
This thing apparently rolled through Cabo San Lucas, 125-mile-an-hour winds. Going to be downgraded later on today to a tropical storm, but it's done what it needed to do over there.
Yeah.
They reported people injured by flying glass, power lines, traffic signals down throughout the city. NBC News says there are 30,000 tourists that have taken refuge in temporary shelters.
Oopsie.
And, you know, if you've been to those resorts in Mexico, just saying, they got the place for us, and then there's the place where the people live who really live there, and they're not nearly the same. They probably don't have any bottled water around there. They probably don't have any waiters walking around with trays and, you know, little towels draped over their forearms. It's probably pretty dang primitive in a temporary shelter in Cabo San Lucas. So we'll see what happens. But that's a great opportunity for them to build that back up.
Yep.
Make it completely different. You know, Cancun, that's what they did, Cancun Island, Cancun City, you know, and then they just built Cancun out there until the hurricane came and kind of ripped the beach away there too. But we'll see. The playground of so many U.S. Americans now in shambles because of nature.
Well, I think it was Category 3 when it made landfall.
Pretty serious stuff. Now, take that and add it to the fact that volcanoes don't work the way that we were taught in school. They were lying to us. It's not baking soda and vinegar in there.
Oh, a little red food coloring.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what happens. I mean, in school, we were taught that volcanoes happen because this magma, you know, gets forced up and out from the core of the earth, which sounds really cool. And in all those science fiction movies, you know, where it wakes up the dinosaurs, you know, that's what it's doing. It's spraying out. We see, you know, Vesuvius and all that kind of stuff, and it's lava just exploding. Well, here comes this buzzkill named Don Anderson, who's a professor of geophysics at Caltech.
Gah.
Yeah. So, because the theory that we learned is these columns come up. They're called mantle plumes, of course. And
of course.
Of course they are. And they act kind of like pipes, okay? And they shoot this liquid rock out, okay, all over the place. Well, he says that, from a physics standpoint, that doesn't happen. It is not, mantle plumes are not sound on a physical or logical basis. He said it's kind of like Rudyard Kipling's Just So stories about how giraffes got their long necks. I mean, really? Golly, we grew up with this wonderful idea about how these dramatic plumes come out and get bigger and bigger and bigger. Anyway, he says,
so what happens?
Well, he said, imagine a lava lamp inside the planet, okay?
Okay.
Now, the wax is replaced. Well, look, no, now wait a minute. They're bringing it down to a level that we can understand. The fact that this guy's a professor of geophysics at Caltech means we probably can't talk to him about most things.
No, you're right.
So he's bringing it down to our level, okay? So
that's
right. You moson, sit down, and I'll tell you what happens. He says, imagine a lava lamp inside the planet where the wax replaced by molten rock, and you're not far off. When the hot stuff gets to the top, some of it cools and then falls down in these long, narrow channels. So in essence, the new theory is kind of like a reverse of the old one. In terms of volcanoes on the surface, the new theory means that their magma actually comes from much closer to the surface than it does shooting from the core of the earth.
Okay.
God.
That sounds ever so much cooler, though.
Yeah, it does. Well, basically, then it's just local lava, right?
Yeah. You know, just really shoots a hole in my pimple popping theory. Okay.
I was going to say nose blowing, but you wanted to say that. Interestingly, that means that volcanic eruptions aren't fueled by excess heat from the core, but rather how close the magma is to the surface and how it cools off over time. So,
of course it is.
There you go. I'm just letting you know. So that's the first thing that science is telling us today, okay? We got that happening. Well, that's the third thing. I go with nature and they got that. And now we find out that there's no magic in comfort foods. There's no magic in comfort foods. You can go ahead and eat it, but now you need to feel badly about it because of that. Because that Häagen-Dazs makes no difference. The Bluebell makes no difference. The mac and cheese with bacon on it makes no difference.
Everything with bacon makes a difference, and don't you say different.
That's right. So here's the deal. They did four experiments, three of which similarly structured. In the first session, these participants were asked, what foods would make you feel better if you were in a bad mood, as well as other foods that the participants enjoyed but didn't necessarily place in that, you know, comfort food category. Then during two sessions, scheduled at least a week apart, they took 100 students total, had them watch 18-minute videos composed of film clips that were supposed to elicit feelings of anger, fear, anxiety, and or sadness. At one session, after filling out the questionnaire designed to determine their mood, they're given a big old portion of their self-described comfort foods, okay? Chocolate, very popular, obviously. Followed by ice cream and cookies. At the other, they were given either one of their non-comfort foods that they enjoyed, like almonds or cashews in one experiment, or they did granola bars as a neutral food. And then the other experiment was nothing at all. They just sat there in silence for 3 minutes, okay? And afterwards, they filled out a mood questionnaire for the second time.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
There, problem solved. Moving on.
One of the researchers' reports said participants' moods improved over time, and this happened to the same extent regardless, or if you want to say irregardless, of which type of food they ate or whether they ate food at all. So comfort food makes no difference. Hello?
Maybe they should try the experiment with baking soda and cocaine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That went off the rails in a hurry.
So the deal is what they're finding is that no matter what they consumed and whether they were confident that it was, I mean, if you give somebody what they say is comfort food and it obviously doesn't give them the, I guess, the intended response, feeling better, then we shouldn't be eating it. Well, the reason we do it is because we like it.
Well, yeah. That, and if you're not truly emotionally ganked up about something, then you're just kind of manufacturing the result, aren't you?
Right. And again, I don't know what the videos were that they were showing, but anyhow, the thing is, you're going to have to rationalize eating that stuff some other way. Making you feel better is not going to be the answer. So,
bacon.
Hello.
Yes, I would disagree. Adult beverages that could be purchased in a bottle or a can contain wheat, protein,
of course,
sugar and water.
Uh-huh.
You take one of these after a hard day at 5 o'clock, you do feel better.
I understand. All right. Bread of life. Hello.
Michelle Obama financed that study.
That's right.
Excellent.
Brussels sprouts and broccoli will do the exact same thing.
Gluten-free paleo lemon bars.
Yeah. Paleo lemon bars?
Oh, shut up, Patrick.
720. Okay. The story about the county and the computers I find fascinating. Understand, you know, that Brazos County's in a bit of a crack here. They're not alone. It's crowded.
No.
It's very crowded in there.
In fact, they sound like the most proactive.
That's my first point. My first point is, are you going to tell me they are the only county that has taken legal action against this company? I mean, granted, this company may be dead flat broke. I'm not sure. Wouldn't hurt to try to get some sort of a judgment, though, and I guess that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if memory serves, we're talking Houston, we're talking Bexar County, we're talking Travis County, we're talking almost the entire state of Oklahoma.
Wow.
Had done contracts with these folks. Now, again, not exactly sure if they were if we were checking on them and making sure that they were moving it down the road the way that they promised in their contract. But I do find it interesting that Brazos County is the only one who has filed any suit against them. And secondly, I don't know, a program that's 12 years old in technology, that's like a century, right?
It really is. Well, when he compared it to DOS, that really makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It is that old. I use it at least the media-facing side of it with some regularity. It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's
helpful, but it could be better.
It's a green blinking light on that big fat monitor. That's what DOS is. You know, you hit a key and
swap out the floppy, we're full.
Exactly. So, and again, this is very specialized software to do a special thing, and so you could understand how. I mean, it's not something that's got. You can be out in the marketplace because it does really cool apps. Like, you can't really go in and talk to the folks doing this software and go, hey, man, what kind of app you got for that? But still.
I don't know what AMCAD's doing. Their website's still up, and it looks a lot better than healthcare.gov.
Bazinga!
But are they responsive? That seems to be the problem.
So. Well, I don't know. Let's send them an email, see if they respond.
Now, listen, I guess kind of while we're still doing this techie thing, I had to get some stuff done on the cell phone, you know, and so I called the rep for that. And it took him 2 or 3 days to get back to me, and he apologized when I talked to him yesterday, because the deal is, you know, the Apple phone thing is just blowing up.
You're
talking about blowed up. Over 4 million pre-orders for the new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus in the first 24 hours. Pretty good considering it's double the pre-orders of the iPhone 5 two years ago, and 4 times the pre-order of the iPhone 4S back in 2011. You know what? Steve Jobs may be dead, but Apple's still got a name. They really, really do. Analysts point out this is the first time 2 different size screens were available, and people could have ordered one of each in case the other one wasn't available. Jury is still out now as to what's going to be the most popular. But, geez Louise, 4 million pre-orders in the first 24 hours. Again, what's really important in U.S. America, right?
Yeah, right. There's some people who are on the internet quite a bit are familiar with memes. There's the skeptical villager meme, where a young a village child is giving an aid worker sort of the side eye, like, "You kidding me?" And he said, the little meme says, "You're telling me people stand in line for days to get an apple and they don't even eat it?"
University Pediatric Association. An annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the 6th grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed, so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Texas Communications wants to thank everyone who voted us Best Rural High-Speed Internet Provider in this year's Best of the Brazos. If you're living in the country and want the best high-speed internet provider, call us at 775-6239. That's 775-6239. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum invites you to our next Free Issues Forum, Texas A&M in the Oil Industry, on Thursday, September 25th at 7 p.m. at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. A panel of experts will discuss how Aggies, engineers, scientists, business leaders, and pioneers have made their mark on oil fields all over the world, both on and offshore, and helped make the oil industry what it is today. A free reception will follow the event. For more information or to make a reservation, call 979-691-4014 or go to bushlibrary.tv. tamu.edu.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 726. The Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 26ROOF, 268ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 40% chance of rain today, tomorrow, and on Thursday. And in the evenings, a 30% chance of rain all the way through Thursday. High temperature each day, about 87 or so. Low temperature, around 75. Now, as we get on to Thursday and Friday night, another nice night. 72 degrees, it looks like, on Thursday and Friday nights. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 5, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies, we have 74 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What a mess. According to the Washington Post, terrorism experts are questioning Obama's decision to launch a military campaign against ISIS. These experts say that America isn't really facing a significant peril from ISIS. The threat, especially after the beheading videos, is more psychological. There's disagreement over how many fighters ISIS has. The day before his big speech, an Obama counterterrorism expert told a congressional hearing there were 10,000. The next day, the CIA said 30,000. Intel agencies are anxious because, according to the Post, they worry that terrorists will use Iraq or Syria as an incubator, the way they used Afghanistan before 9/11. John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, warns that if we leave any of them standing, ISIS will be a cancer that would ultimately come back to haunt us. Obama, on the other, wants to contain ISIS. Takes me back to 2007, 7 years ago. George Bush warned that if we left Iraq too soon, the terrorists would reorganize and reemerge as a threat we'd have to deal with. Now, we had these people on the ropes. We could have wiped them out, but Democrats were howling every day, demanding we limit the rules of engagement, get out of Iraq because of torture and all that, which Obama did. Democrats like Kerry, Reid, Pelosi, and Obama, they got their way, and now we're paying the price for it. What do? We elected a community organizer, best community organizer ever, and the guy can't even put together a coalition of allies to help us fight this bunch of ragtags. What was it all worth, folks? Tell me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Data breaches at well-known retailers are increasingly more common. The latest, Home Depot confirmed that it suffered a massive credit and debit card breach after a large amount of stolen customer information was discovered for sale on a black market website. That could be larger than the Target breach of millions of customer records. Folks, this is why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus protection, going beyond monitoring debt and credit card transactions alone. It helps safeguard my identity, my bank accounts, investments, and retirement savings. Now, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board considers final action tonight on rezoning elementary boundaries when the new Spring Creek campus opens next year. Superintendent Clark Ely attended three public hearings held during the last 2 weeks.
Probably the least controversial, and I think it is because it made probably the least major changes when you look at the map up there and see the neighborhoods that would be affected, those changing schools to a school other than the new one. There's only three neighborhoods that are affected in that way. So I think that's one of the reasons why we've had a little bit less feedback from the community in regards to this.
Tonight's meeting starts at 7. It's been 3 months since Brazos County commissioners found out they spent more than $2 million for new computer software from a company that went out of business without delivering anything. Earlier this month, commissioners hired a consultant from Waco that County Judge Dwayne Peters says has until the end of next year to replace software for the county's criminal justice system.
We've got very few choices, and I wouldn't call any of them good. I think we're going to have to make the best of the situation we've got. MCAD, had they produced what we believed they were going to produce, I think we would have had an excellent product.
Peters withheld how much money the county has budgeted in addition to hiring the consultant.
I would prefer not to talk about that. I don't want any of the software companies who may be circling like buzzards trying to decide how much money we got so they can price their product accordingly. I don't really want to plug that number out there.
Peters says the consultant will be paid $950 a day plus expenses to work 5 to 10 days a month. That means a possible tab of $160,000 for the consultant alone. The main component of a $285 million federal grant bringing plant-based production of vaccines to Bryan College Station will be dedicated Thursday morning.
The pandemic influenza vaccine facility won't open until the end of next year, but the Texas A&M Health Science Center has announced that local, state, and federal officials will be in town to dedicate the $70 million facility. Within 4 months of a declared pandemic flu, it will produce 50 million doses of vaccine. Before the dedication, the operator will have wrapped up local economic incentives. Last Thursday, the College Station City Council awarded $1.1 million in property tax breaks. The Bryan City Council holds a special meeting today, in part, to award $411,000 as its share. In return for getting the combined $1.5 million over a seven-year period, Kalon Biotherapeutics will build and equip the vaccine plant with a minimum value of $70 million and have an annual payroll of at least $6 million with at least 100 employees. Kalon, which is a private company created by the Texas A&M system, is in a partnership with GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza to make not only the plant-based pandemic and seasonal flu vaccines, they'll also produce commercial pharmaceutical products. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Fortune 500 company that announced moving its leadership to College Station last December is expanding. The Associated Press reports Cognizant is buying healthcare software company TriZetto for $2.7 billion in cash. Privately held TriZetto Corporation, which is based in a Denver suburb, has 3,700 employees. Cognizant plans to finance the transaction with available cash and debt. United Airlines, which serves Easterwood Airport through a regional carrier, says it will offer their most experienced flight attendants up to $100,000 if they leave the company. The joint announcement by United and the Flight Attendants Union did not disclose how many of the airline's 23,000 attendants would be given the offer to leave instead of being laid off due to overstaffing. Two more Bryan residents have been sentenced for their roles in a scheme that authorities say defrauded insurance companies of more than $3 million. Early Dickerson, a former office manager, was sentenced Monday in Houston federal court to 14 years in prison for recruiting individuals involved in auto accidents to be represented by a Bryan business that falsely claimed was a law firm. Federal prosecutors say Dickerson sent individuals he recruited to specific chiropractic clinics where they received medically unnecessary therapeutic treatments. Authorities say Dickerson used fraudulent bills from the treatments to obtain settlement checks from auto insurance companies. Another individual convicted in the scheme, Marion Young, was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Two others were previously sentenced, while a fifth defendant is set to be sentenced a month from now. Before Congress leaves Washington as early as Friday for a two-month recess ahead of the November election, some are calling for giving military assistance to opponents of the Islamic State. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says helping destabilize Syria a little over a year ago is what caused the creation of ISIS.
And so I'm uncomfortable going in and arming any particular group because I just don't think that the administration is smart enough to pick who's really on our side and who's not.
Flores says the president does not have the competency to do this well based on his past performance in foreign policy.
You look at all the polling today on what people think about the president's foreign policy and his domestic policy. Everybody, he's just got a big F in all of them. And there's just no reason to give him more precious American resources to screw something up.
The measure doesn't authorize U.S. combat troops in Iraq or Syria, but it also doesn't specifically ban them. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at SuperSlow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is, that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at SuperSlow. And then SuperSlow puts together a program that is just right for you. So, as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all. But you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week, in shape for life.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds are going to persist today, and there is the threat for a couple of showers, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today at 85. Mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower or thunderstorm. Overnight lows are going to be somewhere between 70 and 75. We'll have cloudiness tomorrow. We could see a shower or storm. Temperatures tomorrow near 85. Mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Thursday clouds, the chance for shower or thunderstorm, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a shake as we get caught up with Aggie football, and they've got a game time announcement for the game against Arkansas at Jerry World. A&M volleyball's broken into the top 25 after knocking off two in the top 15. And NFL players that haven't behaved themselves very well. All that and more coming up in sports in 11 minutes. Steve Austin.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
There you go.
It's sad I knew that so quickly.
It is. We now have, you ready? Actual wearable robot legs. A team at Harvard University's Weiss Institute for Biologically Inspired Engineering has received a $2.9 million grant to build the $6 million man, basically. Got it from the federal government. The first phase, they're calling it the soft exosuit. Grant came from the U.S. Defense Department, from DARPA, okay? DARPA, which has been doing this kind of stuff for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy who used to be the head of DARPA. His name's Brett Girard. You might know who he is. Uh-huh. He's kind of got a local zip code now. But, yeah, so there you go. The soft exosuit technology designed to be pulled on like a pair of pants made of soft, functional textiles and woven into a piece of smart clothing. It mimics the action of leg muscles and tendons when a person walks. There you go. Hope is that stroke patients and other people who have difficulty recovering their ability to walk will also be able to benefit from that.
I've seen demonstrations of the hard exosuit. That's pretty impressive for military applications.
But again, now we're looking at something that's soft that's got real-world stuff as far as civilian applications are concerned.
Absolutely.
Not bad. Okay, I want you to go back to the story about Cognizant, and I want you to read that real slowly so that that sinks in, because if there are people going, why are they building all this stuff around here? Okay, read that slowly for us, will you?
A Fortune 500 company that announced moving its leadership to College Station last December is expanding.
Yep.
The Associated Press reports Cognizant, C-O-Z, if you're looking this up, because it's spelled a little different, C-O-G-N-I-Z-A-N-T, is buying healthcare software company TriZetto for $2.7 billion, with a B, dollars in cash.
Now, it's that last two words. Okay? It's the last two words right there, okay?
In cash.
Yeah. They ain't putting that on the credit card, okay? How much?
$2.7 billion.
Okay. And they're moving their headquarters here, okay? Got it? Here, Bryan College Station.
We's getting all growed up.
Yeah. Tell you what. Okay.
Traffic's just going to get worse.
Oh, now quit it. Just stop. I mean, you say that, and to some extent it's true. Nope. If I'm right, I think Cognizant's going to hire 2,000 people statewide. Now, I think they're bringing about 750 here, but at least that's what the initial statement was. So they're bringing a lot of money and a few more people. The thing is, they're probably making more than $7.25 an hour, just saying.
So, uh-huh.
Just,
yeah.
Well, until Wendy Davis wins, and then they'll be making $10 an hour.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. Surge Soda is set for a comeback.
Yeah.
This may be too much for me, though. If they come up with a sugar-free. Anyway, this is Coca-Cola's caffeine and sugar-laden drink that they tried back in the 90s.
Oh, they tried and it worked.
Yeah. It was.
With me.
Obviously, there weren't enough of yous out there.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, they discontinued it in 2002. Coca-Cola says a passionate and persistent community of brand loyalists. What have you been doing, bombing them? Is that it? Huh? Been emailing?
No, not me. I adopted Surge after Josta fell apart.
Okay. Well, they call themselves Josta. The Surge Movement, if you will, finally convinced the company to bring the soda back. The drink will only be available online.
I can see that working.
In a 12-pack of 16-ounce cans. Man, you can buy the citrus-flavored concoction exclusively at Amazon.com for $14 a pack. That's, by the way, got 56 grams of sugar, just in case you're counting. Now, is this a carbonated beverage?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Well, now, if they're going to be slamming that around, is that going to lose some of the carbonation? Or
no.
Do you have to chill it before it sprays all over you when you open the can?
Well, sure, just like beer.
Okay. Going to be sitting there with your outside door cracked, waiting for the UPS guy to bring it, or FedEx, or whoever's going to deliver it to you.
Yes! This was like Mountain Dew on steroids.
Yeah.
And then you just close the door and lock it and never come out until you've had all the...
Yes!
You burst through that door pretty quickly.
Yeah. All
yeah,
the
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be great. Bring it on.
Okay, well... Yeah.
Give me.
It's fine. In Denver, around 200 people auditioned for a show in the new reality show called The Marijuana Show. Be Denver.
How slow is that show going to go?
Yeah, really. So this will be kind of interesting. Beijing, the site of the world's first Formula E race where the cars are electric.
Ooh.
See, that's not the same. You got to be able to hear the engines. Come on, man.
I'd be curious to see how long the race is.
Yeah. You know, the pit stops will be real slow. Yeah. I mean, you pull in for the pit stop, And we'll check back with them in about 45 minutes and see how that charge up
is going. You would completely – no, they just change batteries, but you'd wipe out the crew because it'd weigh 600 pounds worth of new batteries. You've
got to get an A-frame and swing it in and drop it in that puppy. Hello.
The Marijuana Show, sponsored by Doritos.
Oh, yeah, or Twinkies. I'm not sure which.
Domino's.
Okay. I think we've figured out this Facebook thing.
Have we?
Okay, I think we have.
We being Patrick and I?
No.
Yeah, because it's
not
me.
I don't get it.
I think this is a pretty good way for you to decide because, after all, there are newbies who come onto Facebook and they treat it differently than the folks who have been there. I mean, tell me, each of you can probably describe your usage curve of Facebook and how it's changed over a period of time, right? That when you were an early adopter,
and I was,
how much time you spent with it, and now where are you with it? So if you are looking to do this thing called Facebook, we've got guidelines for you. We've got guidelines. And I think it's really pretty easy. Pretty easy. Here's the deal. So you spend time on Facebook. Now let's discover how to use it properly. Would you do the same thing if you sat at a restaurant table with 10 friends? For instance,
in terms of what you post?
Would you pass your plate around so that everybody could get a close-up look of what you're eating? Would you unfriend somebody in the middle of a rather controversial conversation and tell them to go sit at another table? Okay. Would you pass your bare-butt naked toddler around the table for everybody to see? Would you take off your shoe and plop your foot up on the table and share with everybody that scabby thing you've got on your foot? Would you talk about your next workshop that you're putting together and boldly ask everybody in the table if they'd like to share it with everybody else in the restaurant? Would you go play a video game and constantly ask all your friends in the restaurant to also play the same game? I mean, I think that's a pretty good barometer right there as to what you ought to be posting, huh? Does that make sense?
I could buy that, but something I'd do at the table is say, what's your favorite Disney character? And that's one of the things I hate the most
or
about
what
Facebook.
Disney character are you?
Yeah.
All right, or that. Okay. Just saying.
Here's 27 pictures of people who are having a bad time.
Yes. So before you post it, think, would you do that at a restaurant table full of 10 of your friends?
In that same vein?
Yes.
When you type in, it will autocorrect or grab a name for you.
Okay.
And there's been a rash of grandmas who are typing letters to their kids, and when they type in G-R-A-N-D, the first thing that comes up is Grandmaster Flash.
Howdy, Ags. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I shared a humorous example of sibling rivalry from my own household, but most parents would agree conflict between kids isn't usually a laughing matter. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you have kids, then you know how common sibling rivalry is. But that doesn't mean you have to allow it to control your home. The question is, what do you do about it? Some disagreements between children are minor, and it's safe to let them resolve it themselves. Other times, though, it's wise to get involved. So here are the guidelines. Obviously, violence is out of the question. Hitting, kicking, slapping, or anything intended to harm a brother or sister should be handled immediately. Aggressive behavior like that should not be tolerated. But don't leave it at that. be sure to teach your kids how to express their feelings in an appropriate manner. How you intervene is also important. Try to do so as fairly as possible, even when one child tends to be the instigator. The impression that you're playing favorites can build resentment between kids and cause further conflict. Overall, a standard for mutual respect should be upheld. It'll help kids learn they can disagree with others as long as they handle it properly. And when they do, reward them for it. Over time, with consistent boundaries, your kids can learn to treat each other with respect, even when they disagree. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-203-7718. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-203-7718. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-203-7718. That's 1-800-203-7718.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. Fighting Texas Aggie football has announced the time that they will take on the Razorbacks, not this weekend, but next, for the 2014 Southwest Classic featuring A&M and Arkansas. It's inside Jerry World, and they'll kick it off at 2:30 September the 27th. The Aggies travel to Dallas this weekend as well, facing SMU at Ford Stadium, that game at 2:32, as in T-O-O also. All the action will be heard on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A&M broke into the American Volleyball Coaches Association top 25 rankings yesterday, crashing in at number 21 following consecutive victories against top 15 ranked opponents last week. The Aggies previously had not even been mentioned as receiving votes this season, but they sent shockwaves through Division I volleyball last week by stunning both number 6 USC and number 13 San Diego in back-to-back matches at the USC Classic in Los Angeles, California. And to the victor goes the spoils. For the second consecutive week, Texas A&M setter Stephanie Ipley has been named the SEC Freshman Player of the Week. A&M returns home to Reed Arena for a two-match series against number 7 Florida State this Friday. Aggies and Seminoles square off, first serve at 6 o'clock. Aggie men's golf team wrapped up play at Olympia Fields Country Club in the Fighting Illini Invitational. They finished in 11th place, and the Aggies were led by Adria Arnas, who notched his third career top 20 finish by ending play with a share of 15th place. In Monday Night Football, Nick Foles engineered a pair of late touchdown drives as the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Colts 30-27 in Indy. Foles hit Jeremy Maclin for a 6-yard touchdown with just 3:25 left and later drove the Eagles down the field for Cody Parker to hit a 36-yard field goal as time expired. Here's Foles following the game.
It was a great team win. Facing adversity, we've definitely faced our fair share these last 2 weeks, and the guys stuck together. The 2-minute drive at the end of the game, and then having Cody go in there and, you know, not only kick one, but kick 2 field goals. Just shows what kind of kicker he is, what kind of guy we have. So it was a great team win, and I'm really proud of my teammates.
And now NFL players allegedly acting badly. Adrian Peterson has issued a statement after being charged with child abuse, saying he's sorry for hurting his kid. Peterson issued the statement few hours after the Vikings reinstated him to the team. The star running back was charged last week after he struck his 4-year-old son with a tree branch as a form of discipline. The CBS affiliate KHOU in Houston cited text messages that reportedly included a photo of his son, apparently with a head wound covered by bandages. The Houston TV station reported the mother of a 4-year-old from another mother than the child that stands charged with abuse for, filed a report with Child Protective Services, but no charges were brought. Teammate Jarius Wright stood up for Peterson after practice yesterday.
We know what type of guy Adrian is, and all Adrian's friends and family know what type of guy he is. So, you know, the people outside of our team and outside of his family can say what they want, but we know what type of guy he is and what type of person Adrian is.
Peterson's attorney Rusty Harden said in a statement that the newest accusations, are more than a year old and the authorities took no action. Now, on the same day, the Vikings announced that Peterson would return to practice and play this week after being deactivated last week. The Radisson announced that it was suspending its sponsorship of the team. The NFL Players Association planned to appeal Ray Rice's season-long suspension before tonight's deadline. Rice originally was suspended for 2 games under the NFL personal conduct policy for striking his then-fiancée and now-wife in a hotel elevator, but the ban was increased when a videotape of the incident was made public last Monday. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera said he isn't sure if Greg Hardy will play Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers after being deactivated last weekend, but he says he will practice.
All that happened was he was deactivated. We didn't suspend him. You know, we're not doing anything of that nature. He was just deactivated. He'll practice this week. He'll be in all the meetings like he's supposed to, get all the treatments he's supposed to, and then we'll just go from there, Scott.
Rivera says he won't make a decision on whether he plays or not until later this week. Hardy was convicted July 15th of assault on a female and communicating threats, but is appealing the ruling. In other NFL news, Tony Romo has looked a little rickety to open the season, but head coach Jason Garrett isn't worried.
You have to have an ability to move in the pocket, throw from different positions with your feet, different arm angles, and one of Tony's real strengths throughout his career has been the ability to do that. So, you know, the more he plays, coming back off this injury, I anticipate that continuing to get better and better.
Dallas is in St. Louis for the noon game this Sunday. J.J. Watt had one of the best games of his career and has one more touchdown catch than Andre Johnson does for the Texans.
I was joking on the sideline. You know, I was like, he got a touchdown before I did. But, you know, it's a... It just shows how many ways, you know, we can use him, you know, not, you know, just, you know, defensively. He's a heck of an athlete.
The Texans are in New Jersey for the Giants at noon as well. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Forget about the movies, the theater, or the long walks on the beach. The most romantic date on earth could be at a college football game. SBNation.com. Did you see the video? The two LSU fans.
They had a drinky winky.
Please don't be judgmental. You don't know that. Were you there?
Pretty sure they had a drinky winky. I hope that's what happened.
It's LSU. Well, what happened, in case you didn't see it, is, you know, here are these fans up there, and they're in this embrace, and they apparently lose their balance and fall and hit the people in front of them.
They were flat making out.
Yeah, they were. LSU won 31-0. They had nothing else to do. Speaking of party schools, Playboy has now come out with their list of the biggest party schools.
Dun, da, da, da.
We don't do 10. Here's number 9, the University of Texas at Austin. Number 8, Colorado State. Number 7, it's Miami. The U. Number 6, it's University of California, Santa Cruz. Number 5 is Iowa. Number 4 is Arizona. Number 3 is West Virginia, where they burn couches for fun. Number 2, University of Wisconsin. They're usually number 1. But this
just because there's nothing else to do.
How about an Ivy League school? It's the party school.
Get out of here.
University of Pennsylvania.
Thank
you very much. So see how that works out for you. All right, here you go. What do you think about this? We were talking about Facebook a few minutes ago. Testing a feature in New Zealand that Snapchat users are familiar with, ephemeral messaging. Statuses that disappear after a certain amount of time. Small pilot in response to both user requests and to keep Facebook in line with other popular chat apps such as Snapchat. See how that works. They're trying it in New Zealand. That way, if it doesn't work, it's almost like it didn't happen anyplace.
Yeah.
All right. Look for a high temperature today with a 40% chance of rain, about 87. In fact, 40% chance of rain next couple of days. Coming up on 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Brian.